good afternoon, Davis. Good afternoon, California.
Aggie Chatters.
And good afternoon to all the beautiful people tuned in to KDVS 90. Davis, 90.3 FM.
And good afternoon to you, Big Easy.
And good afternoon to you, DJ OAB.
Thank you.
I would say one more good afternoon, but he just left the studio. There's a third laser dolphin he has to fight in Guam, so I'm not sure when he'll be back. It is 4:33 p.m. in KDVS, Davis. You're listening to Aggie Chat, as my co-host, DJ OAB, beautifully said.
OAB Nation, rise!
It's Thursday, the start of fantasy play for the week. And what better way to get into fantasy play than to look back at some old fantasy rosters.
Yep.
Before OAB and I are our old fantasy squads, what we're going to do is slowly try and guess what year this fantasy squad was. And I'm telling you, I looked through some of mine. Oh, some of these get pretty crazy. So DJ OAB, how is your fantasy team doing this year? Let's go with the dorm league first.
Oh, boy. Wow. Put me on the spot. Put me on blast right away. Okay, listen. Just to preface, I drafted Puka Nacua, Cooper Kupp, Deebo Samuel, and Tyreek Hill. If I gave you that preseason, my team is winning the whole thing. I got two first-round values, Cooper Kupp, who is still a dog, and Deebo Samuel, who just fell to the fourth round for some reason. I don't know why. All four of them, okay, three of them got injured, plus a two attack of Iloa got injured.
I'll throw in David Njoku as well.
And after having the most points scored in week one by a large margin, by 40 points, I think, I have gone winless since, and I am like 1-5.
I, on the other hand, am 500, so could have been. I started
out of my control. Had nothing to do with my managerial skills. Completely out of my control. These injuries are ruining me.
I will say I threw OEB a bone. I sent him, Pitts and Kirk for Njoku and Brian Thomas.
Yeah, and for the record, he threw me a bone, and that same week Kyle Pitts dropped a goose egg.
I will say, though, Brian Thomas, he's going to be good. I'm just saying, I traded him right as he gets going.
Yeah, honestly, worth it trade. I think it was a fair trade.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I haven't started Njoku yet, but Brian Thomas is my every week starter now. You know who's not an every week starter anymore?
Give it to me.
Devontae Parker.
Whoa.
And that's going to kick off my first list.
Okay. Devontae Parker.
Devontae Parker was the third wide receiver I drafted this year.
Third wide receiver you drafted. Okay.
This is the year I drafted him as my third wide receiver.
Devontae Parker. Okay. Well, most recently he played on the Pats.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't very good. Everyone always drafted him thinking he would be good, but he wasn't very good.
Kind of a weird reminder. Devontae Parker is one of the very rare interdivision trades that has ever happened in the NFL, where he was sent from Miami to New England.
Yep. Devontae Parker, when he was on Miami, was kind of a value pick. There was a time, I believe, between Jarvis Landry leaving and Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle going to the Dolphins, where Devontae Parker was the guy there.
Oh, yeah.
Which could have warranted a third wide receiver pick. When that was, I'm going to go with the not-so-wonderful year of 2020.
DJ OAB.
Oh, please. Oh, please.
You are right on the money.
Yes.
This was my 2020 lineup.
Bang.
Let's go with 5 points for that. Why not? All right.
Are we keeping
score? Yeah, we're keeping score. We got DJ DB Cooper in the
studio. Back in action. I found a couple teams to share.
Ooh.
One's when I only have the bench.
Still works.
That's fine. That makes it harder.
That's what makes it fun.
All right.
All right. For a sixth point.
Oh. More points?
I'll give you a guess at one of my running backs from that year.
Okay. Oh.
So, the three that you're going to be choosing from. Devin Singletary.
Okay.
Raheem Mostert.
Uh-huh.
And Leonard Fournette.
Ooh.
You had one of these players.
I had one of these players.
In 2020.
In 2020, yes.
Drafted.
No.
No.
Or wait, no, yes.
Drafted.
Devin Singletary.
So he was already good going into the season.
Leonard Fournette.
Of 2020. Leonard Fournette.
I feel inclined to believe Leonard Fournette.
Devin Singletary was kind of, I mean, maybe he was a rookie. Was he
this was, was it his rookie? Hold on, wait, what year was, I think it was his second year. Devin Singletary.
I forget who I was, I think it was young DJ DK. I was like, Devin Singletary feels like he's been in the league for so much longer than he actually has.
Yeah, he's been in the league since 2019.
Yeah, it feels like
it's crazy. Yeah.
It feels like he's been in the league since like 2014.
I know, it's weird.
He was your third.
Sorry?
Leonard Fournette, Devin Singletary.
Raheem Mostert.
So this, it was Devin Singletary of the Bills. Raheem Mostert from the Niners. And Leonard Fournette.
That would have been like the year after he went crazy in a CCG. So I feel like he's like.
I will throw out there, this was the second to last running back that I drafted.
Okay.
That changes everything.
That definitely changes it.
I feel like it can't be Fournette then.
Yeah.
There's no way Fournette drops that low.
I'm gonna say Devin Singletary just because Big Easy likes throwing curveballs.
I think I'll agree with Devin Singletary.
OAB. You just got your sixth point. It was Devin Singletary. And for DJ DB Cooper, I will assign an extra point for that guess.
All right. Here we go. Ladies and gents. First, I'm going to give you a running back.
Ooh, okay.
My third string running back.
Ooh.
On the roster.
Okay.
Was a Mr. Devontae Freeman.
Devontae Freeman. Okay. So, here's my thought, right? This was probably somewhere between 2017 and 2019, right? It has to be between those 3 years. Devontae, so 2017 was the Super Bowl year. 2018 was the year after when everybody overhyped Super Bowl rosters. 2019 was his fall off. That's when Tevin Coleman started going crazy. Tevin Coleman is a name. And then Tevin Coleman went to, did he go to the Jets or did he go to the Niners?
I remember
first?
I had him as like, he was probably like my seventh string running back that year when he was a Jet.
Oh man, okay, so Devonta Freeman. Just based on age alone, 2017 is the earliest year this could have been. No, wait. 2017. So, 2017. I'm inclined to say 2017.
I'll give you, since you were so kind to give it to me, I believe he was my fourth round pick.
Fourth round pick for Devonta Freeman. Okay, so. Oh, then it can't be 2019 because 2019, that was his. Oh, well, it could have been 2019. So it can't be 2020 because that was when he fell off. And that's when he went to the No, 2021 was when he went to the Ravens. I'm very inclined just towards 2018. I feel like 2018 is like the really good sweet spot for fourth round because 2017 is when he. This was like post Super Bowl and he was not as good. 2018 would have been the true fall off year. DJ DB Cooper, do you have any thoughts?
Honestly, no.
Okay. I'm going to go with 2018. Yeah, 2018. I'm locking that in.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Let's move on to your next clue.
Okay. Let me get
for 4 points.
Let me get your secondary tight end.
Secondary tight end. Fortunately, I'm a fantastic fantasy manager and didn't draft a second string tight end.
Really?
But I can't give you my first string tight end.
Okay, let's see it.
Eric Ebron.
Eric Ebron. No, we just did a sporkle about this. What year? Oh, no. We just did a sporkle about this 2 days ago. Oh, it was him. And it was Kyle Rudolph, who I couldn't name. Oh, are you serious right now? Eric Ebron, like, actually haunts me in my dreams. I remember the first year I played fantasy, my friend Eli, who ran the league, he tricked me into dropping Eric Ebron, and then he scooped him up and won the league. And I think this would have been 2017. Wait, no. Was this Colts Eric Ebron or was this Detroit Eric? Not Detroit Eric. What am I saying? Or was this Pittsburgh Eric Ebron? Wait, it has to be Colts Eric Ebron. Is it 2019?
Final answer.
Final answer, 2019.
And Big Easy is on the board.
Oh, man, I was going to say.
4 points.
Whew. Okay.
I'll give you a little bonus one, since you gave me a little bonus question.
Okay.
Okay.
It's buffering.
I didn't think about this deeply enough. Okay. I'll get back to you on the bonus question. All right.
DB Cooper, do we got one?
Yes, I do. So you're only getting my bench from this year because it's all I could find in my iOS Photos app. I assumed that either the ESPN Fantasy app or the Yahoo Fantasy app would have old teams.
I went through my
they
email.
They don't? Jesus.
Yeah, so my email, I went through Fantasy Draft Results. And there's an expanded message. That's how I got it.
That's smart. Yeah, I don't even have like draft rounds or anything. So you're just getting five names. And these are some funny names. So, first up, wide receiver on the bench, T.Y. Hilton.
Oh, that is a name. T.Y. Hilton bench, though.
I will say some of these benches are due to injury.
Okay. He would have been hurt.
Oh, he was always hurt.
Yeah.
T.Y. Hilton was always
hurt. But, like, when was he, like, really hurt, though?
I'd say latter half of the career.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, bench, not injured reserve.
Oh, I'm still.
Yeah, that's pretty T.Y. Hilton of them.
Because T.Y. I feel like T.Y. Hilton's downfall started around 2019, 2018 ish, late 2010s. Because he was really good through the early 2010s, but then, right before 2020, he fell off. My initial gut feel. I don't know why he'd go in 2018, but I'm going to say 2018.
You are wrong.
Purposes.
It's not necessarily injury though.
Yeah. If he was a starter still, it could be any year, honestly. Like if you had told me he was like the fourth string or third, fourth, fifth string on your team, that would give me more insight, but just knowing he was on the team and he was hurt, it's basically T.Y. Hilton's entire career. I'm gonna go with 2019.
That is incorrect.
Oh, okay. Let's get another bench.
What position do you want? I have receivers, quarterback, and running back.
Ooh, let's do quarterback.
The quarterback is none other than Danny Dimes himself.
Oh, that's dirty. This is
huge hint.
This is 2021.
This is 2021.
Wow. There we go. There it is.
Congratulations. I'll give you a bonus point if you can guess which position Carolina was in terms of points given up to running backs.
Points given up to running backs?
I'm joking. They were 32nd, which is crazy.
I was going to say 32nd.
they were like, as in like the worst team for running backs to play against for fantasy purposes, which is crazy.
Yeah.
They used to be good.
This was before Kuechly retired, wasn't it? Wait, what year did
I? No, I think it was after. I think Luke, he retired before Luke. This year. I think he retired like 2019.
He played until. Oh yeah, 29. Wait, so who was on the 2021 roster? 2021.
I honestly have no idea.
Carolina Panthers season. Let's see. Oh, this is J.C. Horn's rookie year.
Right. Yeah.
Davey. Oh, you know who it is? It's Derek Brown. That's why it's so good. Oh, okay. Here we go. Derek Brown, Brian Burns.
Yeah. Say Brian Burns.
That
probably.
Alone, but also if you look at the linebacking core, Shaq Thompson, Hassan Reddick. Frankie Louvu and Jermaine Carter back there. If you look at safety, Jeremy Chin. That's a crazy defensive back. CJ Henderson. Whoa.
I'm curious, who was on their offense that year? It was probably like,
oh man. Cam Newton still.
I think that was Cam Newton's return.
Yeah. Cam Newton, Sam Darnold, PJ Walker.
Ooh, what that a name.
Chosen Anderson.
That running back room is rough, though.
I think I might have had Chosen Anderson that year, too.
The only two halfbacks on the active roster were Amir Abdullah and Chuba Hubbard.
Hey,
Chuba Hubbard, though.
Amir Abdullah even is kind of a dog.
Picking up Chuba Hubbard like week three when your running backs goes in IR, that hit.
Oh, man. All right. This one is probably the most fun roster that I have for you guys. Yeah. I'm going to give you guys not one, but two running backs. One of them is especially for DJ OAB. Okay. My first running back, Damian Williams. Damian Williams. My second running back that I'm going to give you guys, Darius Geis. In the studio, OAB just cracked the widest smile. I don't know if that's a pain smile or if that's a pure joy. But
I don't even... Wow. I appreciate you drafting Darius Geis. I appreciate you drafting Darius Geis.
Yeah, this was... I drafted Darius Geis this year.
Okay, well, Damian Williams is a big hint. Damian Williams... Damian Williams, I know he was like... It was 2019 when he was like... projected to be amazing, and everyone was drafting him like the first or second rounds, and then he wasn't very good.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire,
terrible.
What? No. At LSU, Clyde Edwards-Helaire was fantastic.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, so was Darius Geis. Anyways.
Okay.
That's crazy. LSU also.
What team is Clyde Edwards-Helaire on now?
He's still the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Oh, you know who else is LSU? Playoff Lenny. Leonard Fournette.
Yeah, right. Okay, Darius Geis. Okay, I just need to remember what year he was, because he was only there for a year, and then he got banned forever, and he became a Twitch streamer. God, part of me wants to say 2018. I think 2019 was too soon. I'm trying to think. That was my freshman year of high school. I don't think he was there yet. I'm going to guess 2018.
DJ DB Cooper?
I'll go with 2018 as well, because I low-key have no idea.
It is not 2018. All right. Let me give you another wide receiver. The first wide receiver that I select, I think this is my first overall pick as well. DeAndre Hopkins.
Okay. It's got to be 2019. Yeah. I have no other option but to pick 2019.
It is, in fact, 2019. All right. I'm also going to give you an extra point if you can guess which defense I drafted. To make it easier, I drafted an AFC defense.
AFC defense. Oh, dang.
I think this was a little bit after they were really like the defense, but I think at this point the Broncos defense was still pretty good.
Okay.
I'm going to say you were still reminiscing about Saxonville and you went with the Jags.
I actually went with Cleveland this year.
Yeah.
This was the Baker year. This was the year everybody was super high on. And this was the first year he was the starter. Yeah, and I just thought Myles Garrett, he's going to do his thing.
Remember when there was hope in Cleveland?
No, not really.
All right. I'm about to have a field day with this one.
Oh, no.
All right. I'm going to do the same thing you did, Big Easy. I'll give you a running back and a receiver. This is my second string running back.
Okay.
Which is Peyton Barber.
Peyton Barber, the Tampa running back,
and I'll give you my fourth string wide receiver. So he is on my bench, but he is the next man up, which is Dede Westbrook.
Dede Westbrook, no.
1400.
Are you serious? Dede Westbrook and Peyton Barber. Okay. Here's the thought, right? Dede Westbrook was Bortles era Jacksonville, but this is like prime Bortles.
Prime, quote unquote.
We got prime. No. So I'm thinking it would have. I'm thinking. Oh, did you play fantasy in 2016? Or would you have picked him after the championship year of Foles, Keenum, Bortles, and Brady? That was a crazy championship round. I'm gonna say you drafted him in 2017. That's my final answer.
DB Cooper, we got a guess.
We're taking it back to a land before Fortnite, and I'm saying this is 2016.
Ooh.
Both are incorrect.
What?
Oh, man.
Going down the list.
Wait, when did Peyton Barber retire?
I'll give you guys... Would you guys rather my starting quarterback or my fourth string running back?
Fourth string? What? Okay, fourth string running back is so much more fun.
That's fair, yeah.
My fourth string running back was Adrian Peterson.
AP? No. Okay. That is a crazy...
So this has to be Washington AP. Right? Because in... So for reference... Adrian Peterson made like a random comeback with the Washington football team in like 2019 and 2020, right before he retired. Yeah. He was there for a minute. Or he's been around the league for a minute. Because he went Minnesota, Arizona, New Orleans, and yeah, Detroit as well. And then he finished off in... Oh, he finished off in Detroit. But he was also... Oh, he was a Seahawk before he was in Detroit. And he was in Washington before... So I would assume if he's your fourth string running back, the fact that you drafted him at all, I'm gonna say 2020 is my final answer.
I think I'll go a little bit earlier just because my brain cannot sincerely believe that Adrian Peterson was in the league in 2020, so I'm gonna go 2019.
And Big Easy, I am glad to say that DJ DB Cooper has gotten the year
serious?
Correctly. This is also 2019.
Are you serious right now? So I'm in last place right now. That's crazy, though.
Bonus points if you guys can guess the stud rookie tight end that was on my team that year.
2019 rookie tight end.
Was it George Kittle?
No, Kittle was a rookie in 2017.
Has he really been in the league that long?
Yeah.
That's my team, and I don't
2019. Even. 2019. So 2019 rookies. I'm trying to think.
Kmet.
Was this Hawkins?
Not Cole Kmet.
Was this
Stacked him. Stacked him with a future Hall of Fame quarterback.
So not T.J. Hawkinson. Oh wait, no. Matthew Stafford. What? No, is he gonna be Hall of Fame? Really? Oh man. 2019. I'm trying to think. Did you take Jace Sternberger?
It was TJ Hawkinson, actually.
Oh, okay. Do I get a point for that?
No.
Oh, okay.
Your pick was Jake Sternberger.
All right, I've got one. I think we'll get it pretty quick. I think there's some fun names on here.
This might be our last one for the
show. All right, wide receiver. This particular week, I don't know which week this was, sitting on the bench, Keenan Allen.
On the bench, Keenan Allen. I have no idea, because honestly, any year I drafted Keenan Allen, I probably would have benched him at some point.
That's so real.
This is like the least helpful.
I have a buddy who like every year would be like, Keenan Allen's going to go crazy this year.
That was just DK this year.
It wasn't last year, because last year Keenan Allen was insane.
Ooh, I'm gonna throw out
2021.
I'm going to say 22.
You're both wrong.
Ooh.
Give me a position.
Quarterback.
Dakota Rain Prescott.
Oh, that's not helpful at all. Oh, man.
2018.
2019? Yeah, 2019.
You are both wrong.
Is it 2020?
Just give us
give us one more.
Lowest string RB that I have in this picture. I only have two running backs in this picture, and the lowest string is Raheem Mostert.
2020.
Wrong.
What? Wait, what? Is this 2023?
This is 2023.
Are you serious?
Who
okay.
benches Keenan Allen in 2023?
If I told you it was Jordan Addison.
What? What is happening?
Bonus point for both of you. This team. Bonus point for both of you. This team. My lowest string wide receiver. He was my sixth string wide receiver. DeSean Jackson.
DeSean Jackson. I also have DeSean Jackson on one of my lists.
What year was that? Better hurry up. We got
2018. 2020.
It was 2019.
Ah, okay. That's going to wrap it up for Aggie Chat of the Week. Coming up next, we have Walk in the Spiral with DJ Sparkle. Sparkles. I'm sorry. I have not looked at the schedule at all this week. Stay tuned, if you
incredible.
So please. Come back next week.
Aggie
if
Chat.
If you so please. This is Aggie Chat.
Aggie
and
Chat.
We are out.
This is DJ Sparkles, and you are listening to KDVS Davis 90.3 FM Freeform, listener-supported Freeform Radio for Northern California. And with me today, I have a very special guest, Andrew, who will be talking about autobiography and maybe about nightmares.
Maybe about nightmares.
And before we get going here, I should let everyone know that the following views presented in this hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors, or the University of California. They might not even reflect our own views, like, in a couple days, you know? Like, the self is very fleeting, as we will be talking about today. Yes, yes, yes.